So the theme of today's session is open-heartedness. And I know that sounds a little soft to some, but I feel pretty clear in my mind that it's core to effective leadership as well as to life fulfillment. Leadership and life are filled with relationships. And research shows that our life satisfaction correlates pretty closely to the health of our relationships. But too often, and I'll speak for myself here, too often I fly through my days, not really present to other people. And I think people notice. I think my wife and my kids can notice when I'm not really present with them. I think my colleagues have a sense as to if I'm conscious of and caring for their well-being or not. Without our open-hearted presence, our relationships suffer. But as we've discussed in recent weeks, you know, to me, the core principle in mindfulness is what we focus our attention on grows. What we focus our attention on grows. So if we focus on our relationships, they will grow. Here's a simple little example. Some of you remember a couple of weeks ago, we did a meditation on gratitude. And as I was practicing my gratitude meditation, one of the things that came up for me was my wife came into my mind, and I was appreciating how she's kept us all and our family and our house through COVID healthy and well-nourished. So when my meditation was done, I went and found her and I shared this gratitude with her. Just like a nice little moment in our day. But where did that come from? I chose to intentionally focus my attention on gratitude, and my relationship came to mind. And the end result was that our relationship grew. As you know, Stephen Covey used to say, a little deposit in the emotional bank account goes a long way. I would like to say that I'm always that attentive and appreciative, but I can assure you that I'm not. So loving kindness is an intentional cultivation. Loving kindness meditation is an intentional cultivation of open-heartedness. It's a very simple and easy thing that most of us can access, usually just by thinking about someone that we love. You know, we recall the goodness in them, we appreciate them, and a natural state of kindness and love can arise. It's easy to have loving kindness for someone that we love. It may be less easy to have it for someone we don't know or someone that we're challenged by. But that's one of the fun things about this practice over time is you can explore what happens when you send this quality of kindness out to different people in your life or people not in your life. I will say that in mindfulness, we try to stay in the present moment. So if you're doing the practice and you naturally feel warmth and kindness, like that's great. Just feel that, explore that, just feel what that feels like. But if you're not feeling it, like if you're not feeling anything at all, or if you're feeling something that is closer to the opposite of kindness, that's also a normal part of the practice. Just be present with that. And you'll be invited to bring a little kindness to that aspect of yourself and the present moment. If that all sounds a little abstract, I will show you specifically in the meditation how this works. We'll start today with some general mindfulness practice, a little silence, and then we'll do this loving kindness meditation, cultivating our open-heartedness. So give it a try and see what you experience. I invite us to, let's begin our practice. You can turn your video off if you want to and get in a comfortable seated position wherever you are and rest your hands wherever it's comfortable. You can choose to do this as always with your eyes opened or eyes closed. You know, I prefer eyes closed, but some people prefer your eyes open. If you do that, I just suggest that you direct your eyes downward a little bit to minimize distractions. And let's start with a couple of deep breaths. Inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. So let's start with a deep inhale through the nose. And then exhale through the mouth. Inhale through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. And allow yourself to settle in, letting your breath find its own natural rhythm. Notice your body breathing. And notice where you feel that most strongly. Is it in your abdomen? Or maybe in your chest as you feel the expansion and contraction? Or in your nose as the air flows in and out? Maybe the air coming in is a little cooler and the air going out, you notice it's a little bit warmer. Just notice. And now let's check into the sounds around us. Sounds in the room or outside of the room where you are. Just notice. Try not to get caught up in your story about the sounds, like, oh, that's pleasant or unpleasant. Just notice what you hear. As all of you know, it's helpful to have a main focus for our meditation, something to help us anchor our attention. So choose a main focus for your practice right now. It might be your breath in your nose or chest or abdomen. It might be sounds, or it might be sensations in your body, maybe tracking, changing sensations in your hands and in your feet. Any of those work fine as a home base for your practice. Choose one now and try to focus your attention on it. If you're like most of us, after a few breaths, you'll find that your attention will naturally wander. And that's completely normal, human. When you notice that your attention has wandered, that actually is a moment of mindfulness. Just note that, and then gently return your attention back to your home base. Your anchor that you chose, the breath or sounds or sensations. And then just keep coming back again and again and again. I'm going to pause now and give us maybe 4 or 5 minutes to practice in silence before I return to guide us through some loving kindness meditation. So now we're going to gradually transition into doing a practice specifically designed to cultivate open-heartedness. Some of you may know it as metta or loving kindness meditation. Loving kindness is simply a natural opening of the heart to someone else or to yourself. I'll guide you through the practice. So let your mind, or let yourself bring to mind someone who, the moment you think of them, you feel happy. See if you can bring someone to mind. It might be a family member, a relative, a close friend, someone that makes you smile, someone probably with not too complicated a relationship. But just a general sense of when you think of them, you feel happy. You also might pick a child, or you can always choose a pet, a creature that it's easy to feel love for. But pick someone or something and bring them into your mind. Have a sense of them being right in front of you. You can feel them, sense them, see them. And as you imagine them, notice how you are feeling inside. Maybe you feel some warmth, or a smile has come onto your face, or you feel a sense of expansiveness. This is loving kindness. This is a natural feeling that's accessible to all of us in any moment. So, now, having imagined this loved one in front of you, begin to wish them well. I'm going to offer you some words, but you might choose your own words. That's fine. Whatever that works for you. May you be safe and protected from danger. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you have ease and well-being. And as I mentioned, you can use my words or your own words, but have a sense of this, letting this loving kindness come from you to them, and say whatever feels meaningful to you. May you be free from stress and anxiety. May you be free from fear. And as you're sending out these words and these feelings of loving kindness, also check into yourself now and see how you're feeling inside. And now imagine that this loved one turns around and begins to send this back to you. See if you can receive the loving kindness from them. Take it in. They're wishing you well. May you be happy. That means you. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be safe and protected from all danger. May you have joy and well-being. Letting yourself take it in. Now, if you're not feeling anything at this point in the meditation, it's not a problem. Just be with what is. And if you're feeling something other than loving kindness, just notice, check into that. What is it I'm feeling? There may be something to learn here. Now, if it's possible, and it's not always easy to do this, see if you can send loving kindness to yourself. May I be safe and protected from danger. May I be healthy and strong. May I be happy and peaceful. May I accept myself just as I am. And notice what it is that you feel as you do this, as you send these well wishes to yourself. And now let yourself bring to mind one person or a group of people that you wish to send loving kindness to. Imagine them in front of you. Sense them. Feel their presence. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be free from all stress and anxiety and fear. May you have joy and well-being. And now let this loving kindness expand out, spreading, touching anyone that you want to touch right now in all directions. People you know, people you don't know, people you love, people you have difficulty with. Just imagine expanding and touching, and each person or animal, touching them with this loving kindness. May everyone, everywhere be happy and peaceful. May we all experience great joy. So great to practice with you all today. I'd like to invite you to come back on screen if that's possible for the last few minutes of our time together. We have, as you all know, I think we have one more session in this series next Thursday at 12:30. And then for those of you who can stay on or come just for that part, we're gonna have a gathering from 1 to 2 where we're going to connect a little bit more with each other. We don't have much chance to do that here, but like we do in Emerging Leaders, and also connect around mindfulness more deeply. So I hope you can make some or all of that. As I mentioned, I'm happy to stay on for 10 or 15 minutes after today's session and chat about any of this. But right now I'd like to share my screen, and I'm gonna put up a practice and a poem for today. The practice is really just a brief version of loving kindness meditation from Jack Kornfield, probably one of the most famous teachers of mindfulness. And if you like this too, there's all sorts of guided loving kindness or metta, M-E-T-T-A meditations that are out there that you can listen to. And then there's this poem that I love that I thought I would share to close our time together today, which is called Making Contact by Virginia Satir. I believe the greatest gift I can conceive of having from anyone is to be seen by them, heard by them, to be understood and touched by them. The greatest gift I can give is to see, hear, understand, and to touch another person. When this is done, I feel contact has been made. So I'm going to email that two-page handout out to each of you and the others in this group. And I thank you again for being here with us today. And I invite any of you who want to stay on and chat. And otherwise, I hope to see you next week. Thanks so much for being a part of this. And